Show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz. That's Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Lamed Tes. And Yosef had just given a great piece of advice to Pari. So now the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Pari Yosef, Pari said to Yosef, Acharei Hodia Elokim Yischos Kol Zois, now that Hashem has told you all this, he's notified you of all this, Ein Avad V'Chacham Kamoicha, there isn't anyone wise and understanding like you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Tes. Ein Avad V'Chacham Kamoicha, Levakesh Ish Navad V'Chacham Shamarta, you said we should go seek a person who's wise and understanding. Lainim Sa Kamoicha, no one like you is going to be found. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Mem, Atot you shall be appointed over my house, Valpicha Yisha Kol Ami, and my entire nation will be sustained through you. Rakakise Agdal Mimeka, only through the throne I shall be greater than you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem. Take a look at the second Rashi. Rakakise Shiu currently Melech. They're going to call me Melech. Kise is Lashon Shal Melucha. This is an expression of kingship. Kamai Vigdal is Kisoi Mikise Adoni Melech. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Aleph. Vayomer Palo Yosef Parsa to Yosef. Re'eno Sate Yischal Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. See, I've placed you over all the land of Mitzrayim. Vayosar Paris Tabatam Al Yodai Par removed his ring from his hand. Vayitain Oisal Yad Yosef, and he placed it on the hand of Yosef, and he dressed him in clothes of linen, and he placed a golden chain on his neck. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Beis, Vayasar Paris Tabatoi, Nisinas Tabas HaMelech, the giving over of the signet ring of the king, he ois lemisha nois naloi lios sheni loi legdula. That is the sign to who is going to be second in command. Big day sheish, these linen clothing, Dvar Chashivas Hub Mitzrayim, that's something very important in Mitzrayim, and Revid, that means anok, a necklace. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayarkeva Sev Merkevas HaMishna Sherloi, and he had him ride in the second chariot that he had, Vayikru Lefan of Avrich, and they called in front of him Avrich, and he placed him over the whole land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Gimel, Merkevas HaMishnah, Hashniel Merkav Tayim Aleches Eitzel Shaloi, that is the second chariot that goes right next to his, right next to the king's. Avrich, Kitargumoi, Dain Abel Malka, this is a friend of the king. Rach, Beloshan Arami is Melech. Rach in Aramaic means Melech, means king. And Bashotfin, La Recha V'La Bar Recha. B'divrei Agada, Darsh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Darshans, Avrich Zayosef, that's referring to Yosef, Shehu Av B'Chachma, he's the father of Chachma, he has so much wisdom, V'rach B'Shanim, but he was very young in years. Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus told him, Ad Masayatama Avis Olim Saksuvim, until how long are you going to twist and corrupt the psukim? Ein Avrich El Hoshen Birkayim, Avrich is Lashon of Berech, of knees. Shakol Hayu Nichnoim Lefanim Yetzim Tachas Yaday, everyone would subjugate themselves to him, Ke'in Yishanem, like it says, Venasin Oisai. Back to Chomish Pasim, Amdalad, Vayomer Parai, Yosef Parai said to Yosef, Ani Parai, I am Parai, Ubil Adecha, and without you, Lo Yorim Ishis Yaday Vesragal Bechal Eretz Mitzrayim, no one shall raise his hand or foot in all the land of Mitzrayim. Vayikra Parai Shem Yosef Tafnas Paneach, and Parai called the name of Yosef Tafnas Paneach. He gave him a new name. And he gave him Asnas, the daughter of Paitifera, who is a Kayin Ein, as a wife. And Yosef went out on the land of Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Dalet. Ani Parai, Sheshachaz, Biadi Ligzer, Gzera Malchusi. I have the ability to make a Gzera, to make a decree over my kingdom. Vani Geizer, and I decree, Shalla Yarm Ishas Yadai. No one's allowed to lift his hand or leg without you. Meaning without your permission. Pasuk Mem Han Rashi, the name Parai gave him was Tsafnas Panech. What does that mean? Mefarish Hatzafunas, one that explains that which is cryptic. And Ve'en Lefanech, Dimon B'mikro, we don't have a similar word panech throughout Psukim. And Paitifera, who's this person? Who Paitifar? That's Paitifar, the one that had bought Yosef and then thrown him in jail. V'nikra Paitifera, the reason why we're calling him Paitifera over here, Pera is a lashon to mutilate. Alshin Astars Me'elov, he was unable to have kids. Lefisha Chamed Yosef Mishka Zachar, he wanted Yosef for homosexuality, and therefore Hashem made it that he can't have kids. Back to Chomish Pasuk Menvav, V'Yosef and Shleshim Shana, Yosef was 30 years old, but under Lifnei Pari Melech Mitzrayim, when he stood in front of Pari, the king of Mitzrayim, V'yetze Yosef from Lifnei Pari, and Yosef left from in front of Pari, and he went out throughout the land of Mitzrayim. And the land produced throughout the 7 years of plenty. Kmatzim means handfuls. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Zayin. Vatas ha'aretz kitargumoy ve'en alosha nekram l'shen asiya l'kmatzim kaimetz al kaimetz, handful by handful, yod al yod, little by little. Hayu oitzrim, that's how they gathered all the grain. They didn't just quickly stockpile it right away. Slowly but surely, they gathered food. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Ches. Vayikpait says kol oichal sheva shanim asher hayu b'Mitzrayim, and they gathered all food throughout the 7 years that was in Mitzrayim, and he placed the food in the cities, the food of the field that was around each city, he placed in that city. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Ches, every land preserves its own produce, and they would take from the dirt of that place and put it along with the grain, and it prevented this tvua from rotting. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Tes, and Yosef gathered grain like the sand of the sea, a great amount. Ad ki chodal ispar ke'en mispar, until he stopped counting because there was no number. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Tes. Ad ki chodal ispar, ad ki chodal loy ha'sofer lispar, until the counter stopped counting. V'harei ze mikra katzer, this is a shortened pasuk. Ki ein mispar, lefisha ein mispar, there was no more number to it. V'harei ki mishamish b'lashayin daha. Back to Chomish Pasuk Nun, ul Yosef yulad shnei banim, and to Yosef was born two sons, b'terem tavay shnas har'av, before the years of hunger came, asher yolda loy asnas bas paitifera kain elin, that asnas, the daughter of paitifera, Sefer, the Kohen of Ein, gave birth to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Nun. B'terem Tov Hashnas Harav, Mikan Sha'asr Lo'ad L'mushamash Mitasa B'shnei Ravain. We learn from here that a person does not have marital relations during a year of famine. Back to Chumash Pasuk Nun Aleph, Vayikra Yosef Eshem HaBachar Menashe. Yosef called the firstborn Menashe, Ki Nashani Elikim Eskalam Ali, for Hashem has caused me to forget all my hardship. Vayis Kol Beis Avi and my father's house. Vayis Shem Hasheni Kara Ephraim, and the second one he called Ephraim, Ki Hifrani Elikim Be'erzoni, for Hashem has made me fruitful in the land of my oppression. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.